This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. And it is a Friday, of course, and you know what that means, right? Time to shift gears and head into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Joining us, as always, is our trusted motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu. And this week, he brings us the lowdown on the refreshed Isuzu MU-X, straight from its scenic launch in the Western Cape. Plus, he'll briefly touch on the RAV4, the Ranger, Wildtrak X. And if he had 1 million to play with, which Bucky would make the cut. And of course, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week and hot jam to drive us into the weekend. I've got him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself, always a blessing to be on the show. Thanks again.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for taking your time once again, Prashirwin. I need us, you know, to hit the road while it's still hot. How did the, you know, updated Isuzu MU-X perform during the launch drive? Anything stand out from a driving perspective, Prashirwin?
So, yes, so we spent the day with the mid-range, the 3-litre DDI LSE 4x4 model, which I believe. And, you know, the drive experience was quite reassuring across, you know, a variety of services. We took the car on-road, off-road, and on the smooth tar, there was the Western Cape, you know, it was just perhaps, you know, it was a beautiful place to just fully explore this car. So it was relaxed. You know, it's a long distance cruiser. They've improved the ride quality overall thanks to, you know, updated shocks and an increased suspension, which, you know, was quite noticeable from the get-go. I mean, I've driven the previous yesteryear model, and it's really, it was before, it was very, you know, rugged, and but now it's just they've elevated itself a bit more. And the 4x4 system as well, along with hill descent control, it handled rough terrain with ease, and we didn't even need to engage low range or the locking diff. You know, the previous MU-X wasn't a poor steer before, but these enhancements make it more refined and I think versatile than ever before.
Most definitely. I mean, as we all know, Prashirwin, that looks, you know, do matter. So what's your take on the MU-X's exterior styling? Is it turning heads in person?
It was never ugly before. It was actually quite a good, you know, it used to turn heads a lot. Now, it's honestly, they've really, like I said, they've elevated it. Even in the looks department, you'll spot, you know, quite a dramatic update for the front end design on the MU-X, you know, sharp edged headlamps, two distinct grille designs depending on the spec you go for. You get a fang took layout for the LSE and LSE trims, and a mesh style grille for the top tier Onyx model. So there's a lot more aggressive design, front end bumper and rear styled rear lights as well, and, you know, fresh set of alloy wheels as well. So it's still very much an MU-X with a bit more expression and assertive presence.
All right, now let's get inside the cabin. How's the comfort, you know, the tech, the overall feel? Is it family road trip ready or more of a rugged daily runner?
So inside this, you know, real push towards refinement, you get plusher materials, better insulation, and ergonomically enhanced front headrest. So the center console as well, they've got a larger infotainment screen with a physical rotary dial, which is a nice plus. I like that. And just, you know, they've fixed what needed to be fixed, and they've still kept the familiar 3-litre turbo diesel and the 1.9-litre option as well, for both paired both with a 6-speed automatic transmission. So whether it's a school run, long haul holiday, or, you know, venturing off road, this car is still a well-rounded character, and I think they've just enhanced it furthermore.
Sounds like a real beauty. So since we, you know, have unpacked all of that from the exterior to the cabin, let's talk price tags. What's the cost of the new MU-X, and do you think it delivers good value for money?
So pricing, of course, I was thinking it was going to be quite expensive, but yes, most you know, SUVs these days, sadly, it's a million rand. I feel like you've become so desensitized to it. So starting price is at 752,000 rand and climbs to just over 1 million rand for the top spec model. And it obviously includes a 5-year 90,000 kilometer service plan and a 5-year 120,000 kilometer warranty. So for the segment, and especially the recent updates, the MUX, you know, offers solid value. It still might be a bit of a left field choice compared to the Toyota Fortuner or Ford Everest, but with added refinement and sharper looks, it still makes a compelling case.
All right. Now, switching gears, I mean, you've also tested the Ford Ranger Wildtrak X. And now, Prashoen, if you had 1 million to spend on a bucky, which one would you drive off with and why?
Okay, so the Ford Ranger Wildtrak X is, you know, it's quite a compelling option in the 1 million price tag bracket. At just priced over 1 million rand, it's just a nice... Honestly, I always liked the Ford Ranger because of its refinement and just what you get. I mean, that 2-liter bi-turbo diesel motor has always been my favorite thing about that car. Just you know, when you get into buckies, sometimes a bucky, you feel it's rough, rugged, and tumble, but in the Ranger, it always seems to strike that right balance of driving something that's comfortable. Really, it drives like a car. It drives very smoothly, honestly. So I really do like it. And obviously, I think for 1 million rand, what bucky would I choose? I've driven everything under the sun, the Nissan Navara, some Chinese, the GWM P3, P500, and I'm trying to remember what else. Obviously, the Amarok is the same, practically the same. So, you know, I would always think this would be my top pick, even over the Isuzu D-Max. I think the Ranger just, I think they really hit the hammer on the head with when it comes to refinement. And I think, obviously, buyers, you know, if you have the cash to splurge, I do think that would be a pick of mine. Even, obviously, not to forget the Hilux, but the theft in that car, it would be quite something we'd have to deal with, even the Ranger, any car, obviously. But yeah, that's my two cents.
All right. Before we let you go and wrap things up, Prashoen, can you please drop us your motoring tip of the week and give us that hot gem to set the weekend mood?
All right. So when tackling off-road terrain, always deflate your tires slightly to increase surface contact and traction. But remember to re-inflate them before getting back on tar roads to avoid, you know, premature tire wear and reduce handling performance. And let's end up with a classic Aaliyah. At your best, Gangster Childhood Remix.
All right. Prashoen, thank you so much, you know, for always pulling through for us. Catch you again next week and have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you always, King Bash, and have a blessed one, listeners. Cheers.
That was Prashoen Naidu with another gear shifting, a roundup of what's hot on the road. For more reviews and the real world impressions, follow him on Instagram at Prashoen Naidu and check out his work via Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.